You might have heard that Baptist is building a brand new hospital. Right, Baptist is building a brand new hospital. It's almost there. At least it seems that way from the outside. It's not really there yet. But in the process of building the new hospital at I-110 and Brent Lane, they're going to be getting rid of moving operations from the old hospital. And when that happens, there's been a lot of questions about what's going to happen to the old property, the old facilities, everything in that neighborhood, because that is a big part of the West Side. Everything from having access to healthcare to the shops that have been built up around the area that, you know, the people go and buy food, whatever, all that stuff. Okay, so what is the future of the old property when they move to the new property? Well, that's why we have Brett Aldridge on. Brett Aldridge is the senior vice president and the administrator of Baptist Hospital. If you have heard me talk to Scott Raines over the years, as we were talking to him from during the pandemic, Brett has basically taken over for him as Scott moved on to another hospital in another state as the head of that organization. Actually, I think it's a network anyway. But Brett is also, full disclosure, a friend who was in Leadership Pensacola, class of 2016. Best class ever with me. Brett Aldridge, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Wonderful to have you. By the way, congratulations on the promotion and all the extra work.
Thanks a lot. Well, no, it really is. It's an honor, and it's such an exciting time for Baptists in the community with the new hospital, and then, you know, what we're here to talk about today, which is the reimagination of our old campus.
Yeah, so I read the plan. I listened to the presentation on Monday at the agenda review. I didn't get a chance to watch the city council meeting yet last night because I was watching Top Gun instead, no offense. But tell me, I assume everything passed. I assume the request for the city to offer its support for the park and also for the grid and all that, I assume they passed last night. Is that right?
It did. It did pass seven votes, and so unanimous and full support from the city council, which, you know, we're just extremely appreciative of. You know, when you're doing a complex redevelopment of this scale, it requires a bunch of different partners in this process. And so we're very pleased that the city passed that resolution. And we think that will be a big statement to potential developers in the future that our municipality, our city, is in full support and on board and is a partner in this redevelopment vision.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of people had the fear that basically Baptist was just going to kind of pick up its toes and go. And of course, that's not compatible with your mission. That's not who you are as a community service organization. So let's talk through a couple of the things that are going to happen when you transition from the old property to the new. Probably the significant one that people in that area have been the most concerned about is their perceived fear, lack or loss of healthcare access, that moving the campus would mean that they no longer have healthcare access. But you guys are committed to continuing to provide that, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, one thing I think that's important to keep in mind is we're only moving slightly less than 3 miles up the road. So our main campus will be located near. But then to answer your question, yeah, absolutely. We will ensure that there are appropriate healthcare services on this campus. You know, we have the data, we have the information about how this immediate neighborhood utilizes healthcare services, and so we will ensure that there are appropriate services for this immediate neighborhood as we transition to the new campus.
And I think you're still kind of deciding exactly what the shape of that's going to be, but I would assume at the very minimum there's going to be some kind of urgent care and some kind of regular day facility. Am I over expecting when I say that?
Well, we're not exactly sure yet, Andrew. You know, the pandemic has changed healthcare utilization, right?
Sure.
And so we're looking at data pre-pandemic and post-pandemic and exploring, you know, okay, what exactly are the utilizations? You know, who's using it for what type of service and what would be most appropriate in the future? You know, obviously primary care is something that I think would be a component that we look at. A lot of times we see lower acuity type of services as well. So we're going to continue to mine that data and look through it. And we'll develop a healthcare delivery that will make sense for the community.
Very good. One of the other things, this was part of the resolution that was passed last night, was the western side of the property that is currently kind of green space park area is going to be preserved as that. In fact, your goal is to have that be redeveloped as a more enhanced community park space. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, there's such a rich history and tradition of that side of our campus. So at the turn of the century, that was Kupfram Park. There was a horse race there. It was the first kind of trolley car that went back and forth and brought people from town to this, what was at that time, a very distant and rural area. And we've got some just amazing heritage oaks there that are hundreds and hundreds of years old. And so we really feel like restoring that and bringing back that history and tradition of a park where people used to recreate and come together, and restoring that as part of the central component of this new redevelopment brings back a sense of community that you really can't have when you have a major health system and hospital as a super block that is breaking up this neighborhood. And so that was one of two components that we asked the city to support, which they did. The second component is to restore the street grid. So a walkable community is so important to, an overall sense of gathering and a sense of place. And so restoring that street grid is the second component that the city has chosen to support.
And that's going to be whoever winds up developing it wants it to be done that way. That's the goal, but obviously it's going to depend on the details of whoever comes along, exactly what the shape of restoring the grid is going to look like, right? So, which makes sense, because you don't want to hamstring somebody who's got a cool idea, but you want to try as best as you can to kind of restore it to what it was like basically before Baptist was there. I know one of the big questions that people have had is, could the building be reused, repurposed, turned into housing? And the short answer on that appears to be, it just doesn't fit. If somebody comes up with an idea, great. But generally speaking, hospitals are good at being hospitals and not good at being much else. Is that basically right?
We think that's probably what's most likely. But at the same time, we recognize that, we're in healthcare. We're not developers. And what we don't want to do is, there's some people who have done some incredible redevelopments across the country. And so if someone comes in with an adaptive reuse plan that makes sense using these buildings, we would certainly be open to that. But to your point, it's not necessarily what we see given our experience and our knowledge of how, this campus lays out. But again, we're healthcare, so we'll see, but we think that it would be a different path.
Right. We're talking to Brett Aldridge. He is the administrator and the senior vice president of Baptist Hospital. Hold on for just a second, Brett, because I have a couple of other quick things I want to make sure people know about this project. It's very comprehensive and very well thought out, frankly. I give you guys a lot of credit for this. Back to Brett Aldridge from Baptist Healthcare here on News Radio 92.3. Brett, one of the other aspects of this is, you guys have really thought, how can we advance our mission of serving the community even as you're leaving that portion of town? You don't just want to sell it to whoever's going to be the highest bidder and then put in whatever they're going to do. One of the things, which might well be, $300,000+, $350,000, $400,000 homes that nobody in the area can afford, even though they're going to be in demand, which is what we've seen all over West Pensacola now. But you guys are committed to a project that's going to involve, multi-family housing, moderate rate, workforce, all of that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, we've been very, very thoughtful about this redevelopment vision. We've learned a lot along the way. We've been talking with Housing Authority, and we've been looking at projects across the country that have workforce housing and affordable housing incorporated into kind of these mixed developments. The other components that we're thinking about is home ownership opportunities and versus rental opportunities, and making sure that we have a mix of housing that meets the need of the community. We spent a lot of time and effort engaging our local community, so the immediate neighborhood and getting their perspective, the broader community and different community constituents and getting their perspective. We brought in JLPD, who's a national urban planning firm who has experience in this type of thing. And then we also joined a national consortium of health systems that relocated campuses, and we're looking at housing developments and different things. So we tried to learn as much as we could about what this future opportunity could be. Now, obviously, going to market with this vision and the city support, we feel like gives us a much higher likelihood of coming to fruition. And that was really important to us, was to do that work early so that when we went to market, we were going there with a vision, with support, with partners already at the table to say, hey, this community needs this, wants this, and is committed to this. And so we'll see what developers come back with. We'll see what those options are, but that is certainly our intent. And I'm certainly proud of the work that we've done with the community and creating this vision.
No, I think it's great. I mean, you mentioned early on the oaks and the green space. And of course, I was early talking with you guys about that and preserving those on the new facility, which you have. I mean, it looks fantastic. And preserving that kind of green space there and the entire vision for how to impact a community, everything from housing that is affordable to even putting, retail space on the ground floor of some of these multifamily projects, for four layers and no higher, probably most likely for all of this. It's very exciting to see, and I love the idea that you're partnering with the city to make this happen, basically saying, hey, we want to sell this property. We don't want to fail to make the money that we are entitled to by selling it, but we also want to make sure that it's developed in such a way that it's going to be a blessing to the community. And, you know, I love the vision. I'm frankly very excited about it. So, Brett Aldridge, good work, and all of your team, good work on putting this together, and best of luck bringing it to fruition. Last quick thing, though, what's the time frame? When do you plan to make the move?
All of 23. So we're moving, and I heard you earlier say it's almost there, and we are almost there. The exterior will be complete here shortly, and then all that work will begin on the interior. A lot of work has already begun, but we're moving rapidly towards the fall 23 transition.
Very good. Brett Aldridge, he is the he is one of the senior vice presidents at, or he is the senior vice president and the administrator of Baptist Hospital. Brett, as always, thank you so much for the time. Great to talk to you again after not talking to you for a little while, but having been in a leadership Pensacola class together. I appreciate it, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.